My dad joined the Army Air Corps, and they shipped him to Miami. Why, he said it was amazing to him. You know, he was in a fancy hotel in Miami Beach waiting for training for 6 months and never had to do a thing. Then, of course, 3 years later, he was flying over the Himalayas, what they call the hump in India. After he finished his tour of duty, he was flying all over the world. He was flying the transport-type planes. He would be in Egypt 1 week, Britain the next. I mean, a guy who had never really left Hanson. And it's interesting, back in those days, before they had radar, he was transporting a lot of planes everywhere. They didn't know where he was, really. So he'd just fly over Hanson, over at the farm, which we still have. The farm has been in the family now for 93 years. And he would dip his wings so his mother would know it was him, and he'd fly over Hanson. Then he'd go back flying to Indianapolis or wherever he needed to be, but he'd go 100 miles out of the way just to do it. Nobody ever knew the difference in those days. So things have really changed. People don't know too much about the hump. They were flying those over the Himalayas, and back in those days, they said the planes often would get in a downdraft, and they just didn't have the power to fight it. And there were so many people killed that it was called the Aluminum Trail, because it was just so treacherous to do that flying. And they had the highest rate of downed pilots, more than the bombers or the fighter pilots in World War II. The hump was, they were sort of the unsung heroes and the most dangerous of all flying missions, because the weather was so bad and the equipment was not up to par, not up to it at that point. The design wasn't that good. And so I asked him one time, a friend of mine told me this, Art Yarbrough, who had the Lawn and Garden Center here, his son told me, he said, "Now I understand your dad got a Distinguished Flying Cross, which is, I think, the third highest medal you can get." He said, "My dad, you know, did this heroic act," and he described how he, as a tail gunner, had saved his crew from disaster and all that. He said, "What did you, I understand your dad got, has one." Well, I didn't know that, so I went and asked Dad about it. And he said, "Yeah, I've got one of those." I said, "Well, Dad, what'd you do to get it? What kind of heroic act?" He said, "Well, I came back alive." That's all he ever said.